get up, then get fired up.
This is good. Get your hip flexors going, inner thigh, everything.
This is Morning Juice.
Morning Juice, right here on The Fan. Brandon Bean, Bobby Carpenter, caffeinating and dominating our way to 9 a.m. here on this lovely little Tuesday morning that we're having here in Central Ohio. Doppler 10 forecast for today. High of 77. Count them all. 77 degrees. Sunshine all throughout the day. Beautiful day to go hang out on the links. That's what I'm doing after the show. So I appreciate everybody. I would say that everybody else needs to go out and do something outside today. That's just my personal recommendation. Our man who is joining us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems microphone hotline. I don't know. He's in the studio hanging out. We've got him all potted up. Matty Andrews. Matt, happy Tuesday, bud. What's going on? Oh, I don't know where Matt's at. I have no
Poof
clue.
David Copperfield.
He really is Poof David Copperfield right now. He's somewhere lost in the ether.
We now have a new setup, as you know. So we've changed things around pretty quickly here. Sorry,
What's up, man? We
tried something here in the main studio distance. So not much, guys. How are you this morning?
Oh, can't complain, Matty. Beautiful day here in Central Ohio. Just got to ask you real quick, you know, before we really get rolling. How about those Red Legs, Matt? 3-1. Print the shirts already. NL Central champs, World Series. It's all happening this year for the Reds and Nick Castellanos, baby. Jump on board. The water's fine.
Am I talking to Matty Ice or Brandon Beam right now?
Both. You're talking to both of us.
Pump the brakes, bro.
No, why? Why should we put the brakes, Matt?
Because it's a great start. Four games of 162. It's a long deal. Now, if we were 3-1 after four games going into a 60-game shortened season like last year, you'd have me climbing the walls right now. No, the Reds have had a great start, and they look like a pretty good ball team. Their bullpen's been really good. Nick Castellanos, even though he's facing a two-game suspension, has been hammering the ball. You got to like what you saw, aside from that first inning on opening day.
Gosh, that's some fantastic stuff right there. I know how juiced up you are about it, and that's why, you know, I think Bean, Matty, is trying to gas you up even more just to go all in, drink that red Kool-Aid up, get the Jordans on, and go full Jim Jones on this thing and be all into everything. So good news there. Thoughts on the game last night? I know you call all the women's games. Just wanted to see, did you stay up? Did you make it till whatever it was, the 11:50 finish? And what were your thoughts on the overall game?
Bob, I barely saw the opening tip. I probably got to the first media timeout. Now, my alarm was set for 3:15 this morning with the morning updates to get in here and get stuff done for ONN. So, but I did DVR it and look forward to, well, I'm not sure I'll watch it now, but not much of a game from what it sounds like. I'm shocked they won by so much. Gonzaga had a really good year. Baylor did clearly too, and it was good for the game that Gonzaga got there with that semifinal performance. But I expected a little more out of the Zags. I don't know. You think maybe the semifinal took a little bit out of those guys? Clearly, it was a two days. Separation from games, but it certainly was not what I expected.
Hey, just going back to the Reds game real quick, Matt, what do you make of the two-game suspension for Castellanos, by the way? Saw Twitter was up in arms about it. Bob and I criticized the decision that was handed down for Major League Baseball. Tell me where he did wrong, and I will certainly say that, you know, okay, if I found something wrong in that video, he deserves to be suspended. I don't get it, Matt. Do you?
No.
I mean, what's the reasoning on it?
I don't know the reasoning. I don't know Rob Manfred or whoever is levying these fines, these punishments. I don't know that they know. The man showed some emotion. I'm sure Cardinals fans would disagree with that. Oh, we deserve to be fined. But look, they're fining five or six people in this and suspending him for two games. He's appealing. I'm sure it'll get dropped to one. I don't think they'll completely take it away, but it's a joke. It's a joke. And it seemingly is always the Reds and the Cardinals brawling, and Yadi Molina is always involved. I mean, 17-year catcher, great career, amazing catcher, Hall of Famer. But stop. Stop it. I have no idea what Castellanos did wrong. I really don't.
He yelled too loud. He got upset. Yeah.
Little emotion. I mean, bad for the game, right, Bob?
I mean, I was going to say, when I saw that, I'm like, I went back and watched the clips. I'm like, did he throw a punch in there that I wasn't aware of, or take any swing or really anything aggressive over than
Assassin's Creed, Hidden Blade up the sleeve? Like, what's going on?
I mean,
here?
He got ejected from the game, which I'm like, all right, you want to do that in the midst of it, but let's not sit here and take a time and analyze it and go back and be like, yeah, what you did, that's worthy of two more. when there was no physical altercations, unless there was some sort of hate speech that was thrown out there, which to my knowledge didn't exist either. I for the life of me, Matt, couldn't find anything. I think it's great that there's this much passion early in the season. You know, you're starting to get some fans back, and this is what people crave about live sports.
Yeah, they want that, as you said, fans in the stands. We saw it yesterday in Cleveland. It was good the Indians got home, and unfortunately they couldn't get it done. But I think baseball needs some emotion like this, and you get that to go down, and then you're going to suspend the cat, and obviously it's going to have Reds fans up in arms. And look, he homered again yesterday. So, but as we talked earlier, off to a great start, a little bit of controversy here early on, and hopefully the Red Legs can get some guys healthy, because they're frankly, they've got like three or four key components right now on the disabled list.
I'm going to send you a shirt, 2021 NL Central champs. I'm just going to drop it over to your house later on today.
I mean, I'll wear it.
Of course you will. We're already going to print them, Matt, so we're going to be good to go. And I'm sure Matty Ice is smiling from ear to ear. As we know, we really got to get you gassed up here on this Tuesday. Buckeye spring ball happening, Matt. You've been around the program for a long time now here at Ohio State. What are you most anxious for with the spring happening over at Ohio State? You're doing great with those daily spring practice reports. I know that with Ohio State Sports Network. Of course, you're doing a great job, but what are you most anxious for as a watcher of this team, Matt, and as an expert? You know, what are you most anxious for this spring?
Well, I want to see the quarterbacks, obviously, too, but I think the linebackers are a fun topic to follow here. I really don't know that we're going to see a ton a week from Saturday. I, you know, I think that these guys are going to use that basically as another glorified practice in the stadium. But then again, we've seen that a lot over the years in the spring game. But the linebackers intrigue me greatly as to how that's going to go down. We heard a little bit from some of the reports. I know reporters were in 15 at a time on Friday and Monday. I want to see what the defensive backfield's going to be like. The report I read on 11 Warriors yesterday, maybe the Buckeyes are trending towards a dime defense. Ooh. So we'll see how that goes. But look, I just feel like this is the first half. I'm not sure there's going to be a ton of answers like we'd all like until we get into fall camp and probably likely right up until prior to game week with Minnesota.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Go ahead, Bob.
Oh, just real quickly, but any concerns on the back end for you with all the injuries that have kind of been mounting this spring, Matt? Yeah,
well, Bob, I think absolutely there's concern, because all we've talked about now for two springs is how they need these practices. They need these reps, these early enrollees, and even the people that were not early enrollees this year or last year, they just need game reps. And you heard Coach Day in some of your audio earlier today. You know, he just wants to see he wants these guys to be out there and playing in games and game-like situations. So, yeah, there's some concern there. But you feel like the leadership is, again, going to be something solid. You like the guys they've got coming back. And so we're looking forward to seeing something a week from Saturday, whatever that may look like or however that may be in terms of that spring game with or without fans. I guess we certainly don't know that yet from Ohio State.
No, we certainly don't. Matty, always appreciate the time, man. We'll let you get back to writing your update scripts. I'll drop off the T-shirt later today, and we'll chat again soon, all right?
All right, boys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. There he goes. Our man, Matt Andrews, joining us in the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems studio hotline. I don't know. He's back in the office. He's doing his thing just fine.